Humboldt County has begun an effort to regulate trespassing, not of people, but of light. A draft ordinance that seeks to minimize the effects of light trespass and light pollution got initial feedback during a March 20th Planning Commission workshop. According to its statement of purpose, the proposed new law will, quote, establish reasonable design standards for outdoor lighting to minimize light pollution while maintaining nighttime safety, utility, security, and the enjoyment of the night sky. Requiring fully shielded lighting and use of warm light bulbs that emit yellow light are among the ordinance's draft measures. Technical aspects of lighting regulation were brought up during the workshop's public comment period, including light measurement standards cited by the International Dark Sky Association. But County Planner Rihanna Magan said the association's technical approach is at odds with the ordinance's goal of being easily understood.
It was very technical, provided lots of lumens, watts, things of that nature, and we decided to suggest something that would be more standard and straightforward for the general public to understand. It was even heavy for me to read, and I'm the one researching this. So that's why we ultimately did not initially go with the Dark Sky International template. It was just very heavy on, if you had a background on lighting, you'd be able to comprehend it, but the general public would probably have to do some of their own research to understand general provisions that we would be suggesting.
Commission Chair Ivor Skavdal supported the basic approach of using light trespass as a standard. He said, quote, then you could just walk into a neighbor's yard, hold up a white piece of paper, and say, light trespass. The idea of limiting light was questioned in the context of security considerations. That issue was discussed in this exchange between Commissioner Peggy O'Neill and Planning Director John Ford.
Could they have additional lighting that would make security cameras pick up more of the incident if someone was standing by a bus stop or out in front of a police station or some other area where there's a high public concern?
Absolutely, with the caveat that they're not illuminating the night sky.
Okay.
And there's not light trespass going on to surrounding properties.
Okay.
I mean, that's where we really wanted to be clear. We absolutely are not trying to curtail lighting that would imperil public safety.
I just don't get that feeling, though, reading this as we're going along. I don't get that feeling that we're sending that message, but it may be just me.
I'm sorry we didn't get that across, but that was one of the things on Rianne's second slide.
Okay.
She put in large print, safety,
okay. Because
we wanted to reinforce that basic message that we do not want to imperil safety. We just don't want to have light going where it shouldn't be.
As the commission delved into residential light limits and how to measure lighting intensity if there are complaints, Ford discouraged overthinking.
So in the normal residential context, you're not going to have a large grouping of lights, like illuminating a parking lot, illuminating a car dealership, illuminating an area where people gather. That's why commercial is treated a little bit different than residential. In residential, it really does come down to a simple idea of, you know, get lights that are shielded, get lights that are warm, and place them so that there's no light trespass.
Commissioners agreed to strike some of the draft ordinance's restrictions, including limiting hours of operation of commercial property lighting. Skavdal said it's confusing and hard to enforce. Dealing with non-conforming lighting installed prior to the ordinance's enactment was also discussed, with Ford saying the ordinance applies if there's a nuisance. But commissioners asked that the ordinance be refined to define the difference between minor and major complaints. The workshop will shape development of a new draft that will return for commission review in a public hearing format. In Eureka for KMUD News, This is Daniel Mintz.